إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in many places in his book with ashukr, with thankfulness and gratitude. Wa athna ala shakirin. And he has praised and commended the people of gratitude who are thankful to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhbara anna qaleelu min ibadihi shakur. And he informed us that very few from his servants are truly grateful and thankful to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the matter of thankfulness for the gifts and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the core of Islam. To the point that Imam al-Shatibi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his book Al-Muwafaqat fi Usul al-Sharia, he said rahimahullah ta'ala that the entirety of the religion goes back to two things that are from the gratitude that a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are firstly that a person learns how to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of singling out Allah with worship, sincerely hoping for the reward of Allah and fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person endearing themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of obedience because of their humility and their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have on account of the favors and the blessings and the gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are beyond what they can count. And secondly, they are that a person, and what a person finds in the religion are ahkam, they are laws and rules that teach a person how to use the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along those lines, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى نَاسًا يَخْتَصُهُمْ بِنِعَمْ لِمَنَافِعِ الْعِبَادِ فَيَقِرُّهَا فِيهِمْ مَا بَذَلُوهَا وَإِذَا مَنَعُوهَا هَوَّلَهَا مِنْهُمْ وَإِذَا مَنَعُوهَا نَزَعَهَا مِنْهُمْ وَحَوَّلَهَا إِلَى غَيْرِهِمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that indeed there are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially gives his favors to and his gifts to so they can benefit others. And he allows them to retain those blessings so long as they are using those blessings appropriately. And when they refuse to do so, نَزَعَهَا مِنْهُمْ فَحَوَّلَهَا إِلَى غَيْرِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches those favors away and transfers them to others. A person should fear when they find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings are incessant and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and gifts, that they are continuous upon them or they are continuously disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leading them to their destruction. A person may take the fact that Allah has favored them with health, and favored them with wealth, and favored them with safety, and favored them with some type of orderliness in their life, as a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and that causes them to increase in disobedience. They use the favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith of Uqbat ibn Amir al-Juhani, collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and others, authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْتِي عَبْدَهُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى مَعَاصِيهِ مَا يُحِبْ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ إِسْتِدْرَاجٌ مِنْهُ. When you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving a person the things of the world that they love, while they are disobedient to him, then it is nothing but istidraj from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in stages slowly but surely leading that person to their destruction. As was stated by one of the Imams of Tafsir and the third generation of Islam, about the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his greatness will lead the people of wickedness, the people of foulness, to their destruction in a way that they could least expect. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ. And indeed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, and indeed I will give them more time, and my plan against them is something that is severe, and it is something that is stern when his punishment reaches the person. As was reported by Bukhari and Adab al-Mufrad, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُمْلِي لَلظَّالِمِ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may extend the time of the oppressor. He may give the oppressor more time, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. But when he finally seizes that person with punishment, that person will not be able to escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the salaf, they said about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. كُلَّمَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِنِعْمَةٍ. That what it means, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lead them slowly but surely to their destruction on account of their lack of gratitude, is that the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them of His gifts and His favors that they are undeserving of, the more they increase in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ighfir lana wa tub alayna. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to grant us clemency, and to pardon us all. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن حديث ابن عمان ابن بشير رضي الله عنهما, may Allah have mercy upon he and his father, who was from the youth of the companions, and عمان ابن البشير, he said, من لا يشكر القليل لا يشكر الكثير وَمَنْ لَا يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ. That the person, he stood up giving a khutbah one day. And in the khutbah he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say the following. A person who is not grateful for a little will not be grateful for Allah. A person who is not thankful to people will not be thankful to Allah, has not thanked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَتَحَدُّثُ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ شُكْرٌ وَتَرْكُهَا كُفْرٌ. And to mention and speak about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a form of gratitude. And to refuse to do so is kufr, meaning is a form of ingratitude. وَالْجَمَعَةُ رَحْمَةُ وَالْفُرْقَةُ عَذَابُ. And unity upon the truth is a mercy, and division is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars of Islam, they say that the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His reward in the hereafter, and to see His face on the Day of Judgment, Jalla Thana'uh, and to receive the Ridwan of Allah, the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is greater than the paradise itself. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar, that the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than everything. So that a person reaches Allah and meets Allah while Allah is pleased with them, that they enter the paradise, the Dar al-Karama, the world that Allah has made as an honor for His righteous servants, and that they see the face of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which itself likewise is greater than the pleasures of the paradise. And the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that is guidance. And the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that, the scholars they say, is true Islamic brotherhood, unity upon the truth, and all that that includes of ordering the good and forbidding the evil, and sincerely advising one another with the truth, and to abide by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to abstain from innovation and innovative creeds and ideologies. As was said by the great Imam of Tafsir, from the elder most scholars in the second generation of Islam, Abu al-Aliya al-Riyahi, he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, نِعْمَتَانِ عَلَيَّ لَا أَدْرِي أَيُّهُمَ أَعْظَمُ. There are two blessings upon me, I don't know which is greater. And هَدَانِ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, that Allah guided me to Islam, وَنَجَّانِ مِنْ تِلْكُمُ الْأَهْوَاءِ, or that Allah spared me from the deviant beliefs and ideologies and practices that are engaged in by many of the Muslims. And that was in the second generation of Islam, where people have started to reject some of the meanings of the names and the attributes of Allah, and some of the realities of the Day and Judgment, and started to reinterpret the religion to meet their whims and to try to make a match with the philosophies of the Greeks and the Indians and so on and so forth. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent a punishment upon the Muslims as a result. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guided me to Islam, or that He spared me from innovative ideologies, innovative practices, innovative beliefs and so on and so forth. Guidance is the greatest favor. And unity and brotherhood upon that guidance and cooperation upon guidance is the greatest favor after being guided to Islam, ayyuhal muslimun. O people of Sunnah, the greatest favor after that is the favors of this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person security and safety. That a person makes a person, Allah makes a person triumphant over their adversaries. And not under the thumb and the oppression of their adversaries. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person peace and security and tranquility in their life. That a person is granted prosperity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace of heart by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في بدنه عنده قوت يومه فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِرِهَا. That whoever wakes up and begins his day from amongst you, whoever from you begins his day, آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ, safe, فِي سِرْبِهِ, amongst his people. And in one wording, فِي سَرَبِهِ, أي فِي تَرِيقِهِ, and in his comings and his goings, and his whereabouts he finds himself safe. And in one wording, فِي سَرْبِهِ, in his home, whoever finds himself amongst his people, and in his whereabouts, and in his home, safe and free from harm. Mu'afan fi badanihi, healthy in body. Indahu qutu yawmihi, with enough food to eat for the day. Faka'annama hizat lahu dunya bihadafiriha, then it is like the entire dunya has been facilitated for this person. It's like Allah has given him the entirety of the world. How ungrateful are we for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prosperity and safety in this world is something that is dependent upon and hinges upon and is centered upon the level of a person's iman. It is from the thamarat of iman. If a person is not doing something pertaining their iman to increase in their iman and safeguard their iman and to remove the obstacles in the path of iman, and they find themselves with the blessings of a worldly nature from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of safety and security and so on and so forth, then Allah very well may be leading that person to their destruction. Nas'al Allah salamata wal afia. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are cognizant and mindful of His many favors upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-afu wal-afia fi dunya wal-akhirah, for safety and well-being, and for His pardon in this world and the hereafter. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Aqim as-salat.